Joy Tactics.
Take two.
Thousands of government employees deemed non-essential have been furloughed, temporarily put on unpaid leave. But not all aspects of government stop during a shutdown. Federal law. You take that again? Let's take that again.
Yeah, go for it.
But not all aspects of government stop during a shutdown. Federal law enforcement are expected to operate as usual. Social Security and Medicare. Oh, I don't even know this word. Can you guys help me out?
Let's
type this in the chat. If you guys know how to pronounce this word, I will fucking.
I'm feeling confident about this.
I will do anything for you guys.
Checks.
Have you ever? No. There's no way.
What on
checks,
earth,
man?
Hold on.
What else could that say
to the listeners?
Checks.
But do you know what that word means?
No.
Have you ever
I
seen
don't.
That word?
Yeah.
No, that exactly. Means. And it's not checks. C H E C K. I will say. It's C H E Q U E S. Have you ever seen that word in your fucking entire life? I've not.
But is it followed by and balances?
No, it's followed by Medicare checks are still distributed.
What
oh, you know
is
what's
this?
You
is
know
this
what's
a,
going
is
on?
Is this a Canadian website?
You know what's going British. On? This is the BBC, the BBC.com.
Yeah.
So they spelled it British style. So this is a cultural difference and not an intelligence issue. That is what I'm finding here.
Right.
Right.
Cultural intelligence. Hey, let me rip one. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This is okay. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history appears to be nearing its end after senators suddenly advanced a funding deal over the weekend for 40 days of little progress. The legislation passed the Senate on Monday, now heads to the House before going to President Donald Trump's desk. In the meantime, pain continues to grow for Americans on everything from food assistance to air travel. Pretty good. Pain.
That was flawless. That was absolutely flawless.
Okay, you guys ready?
Eric, you wanna
this
hear
is the big
news?
Ant news at 6 o'clock. This is Bobby Spatula. Good evening. Police have surrounded
what?
A house in East London following reports of a lone gunman seen riding on the back of a pygmy goat. Welfare experts have been put on standby and snipers are now in position in adjacent streets ready to neutralize the gunman should he decide to quit riding and start shooting.
Are you reading Mad Libs?
Well, I'm reading a teleprompter test. And
oh,
just
wow.
Passed with flying colors. No single hiccups.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Now watch Eminem get up on the beat. You want Rap God to do the teleprompter? Watch this. The House officially returned to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday to hold its new first vote at 4 p.m. D.C. to reopen the government.
That's just a fast accent. You're not saying the words any faster.
The fast scent?
It's so true. It's like that was like the an audio optical illusion, an auditory illusion.
Reminds me of the fourth dimension.
Oh, don't get started, man. You started tripping my brain God. Up last time after you described it.
I have no idea
theories.
What you said about the dimensions. Like there was a cube involved, and then there was
Nate. Just really briefly, one dimension is a line. You see what I'm saying? When it's the second dimension, you're turning 90 degrees.
See,
now we have an X and a Y axis. Now we're going to go into the third dimension. Ready? Z space. Okay. Now turn another 90 degrees. What does that equal? 270, right? This is the last available 90 before entering into a perfect circle. So this is the point at which in 3D space, you're seeing inexplicable motion because things are moving in and outside of the boundaries of three dimensions. Oh, interesting. All right.
I'll tell you what, on your lunch breaks at 30 Rock, go to the plaza, set up a little sandwich board and say, ask me
about my knowledge.
Ask me about my dimensional knowledge. And then see what producers come by and start to promote you immediately and give you your own sketch show with Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh,
that
my
appears on
God.
CNN Plus online.
Key and Peele special theories.
Oh my God. Key and Peele special theories. What'd you say?
That's what I said. I know it's not going to make sense.
No, it does.
They're not involved.
No, well, we'll get them on board.
So it would be a show that's starring you called Key and Peele special theories.
Mm-hmm. So what? Those are fictional characters.
Key and Peele present.
Just wondering before we send out the documentation.
They didn't want to call it Keeping It Peele.
No, I don't think so. Because their names
Hey, why am I so tired this morning? Can't even just begin to understand why.
Well, it's 7:30 where you are.
Workout?
Barry? I am, dude. Are you?
What'd you guys really fucking sore.
Dude, we're kind of starting to hit exercise in a different way again.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I would love to know more about that.
Well, you know how they do in the military, ruck walks or something like this?
Ruck.
It's like pushing the sled. You put a big heavy ruck on your back, and then you run around. Well, we put over 20 pounds on that. Man.
I'm worried about it.
We're putting bags over our fucking back and just
jogging
the slowest you could possibly jog.
So slow, so before,
winded. This is a completely a workout that's only for testing your joints. This is a joint-based workout.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass with flying colors.
Well, good for y'all for rucking.
Thank you, man.
I hit the incline bunt dumbbells. I'm back
incline
on that.
Bunt dumbbells?
Yo.
Where are you going to work out, man?
I told you. They accepted me into Equinox.
They accepted me, man.
And guess what?
Yeah, what?
I'm putting up the 70s. You like that?
On the incline?
On the incline.
Yeah. Oh.
For crazy amounts of reps.
Holy shit. Are you going solo?
Yeah.
AirPods in?
Yeah, but...
Are people fine as a motherfucker in Equinox?
Oh, yeah.
Finer than a motherfucker?
No.
Because I imagine in my head, it's like...
When the sexual gym?
This is what the branding of Equinox does to me. Is when I think of Equinox, I think of the finest fucking people on planet Earth. People that are almost AI hot. You know what I'm saying?
Once you think you're in the Miss New Booty music video.
Exactly.
I found you, Equinox.
Please tell me.
Is there a cold plunge in the locker room?
No, man. I would say, I hate to talk,
man.
That's hilarious, dude.
Equinox is not, you know, I don't want to besmirch the name of an amazing company with an amazing board of investors. But what I do want to say is the one at 30 Rock is slightly busted.
Let me say this about Equinox, man. They have an old mindset when it comes to style. They have the kind of 2016 clean, soulless mindset. Oh, we like it black and bright up in this space. You know what I'm saying? We like it clean. Yeah. Yeah, why don't you come on over to the Los Angeles Athletic Club or come over to the Y and see what's there's real soul in those gyms, okay?
History.
Yeah, sometimes it might be cluttered. Yeah, sometimes the equipment might be a little busted. But there's a lot of wood in there. There's a lot of old people. Soul.
Do you guys fear this, that we are getting out of touch?
Who, us?
Yeah.
In
what's
what
interesting
way?
Is this out of touch. What a peculiar concept.
Immediately defensive.
Because you are always touching. As somebody who's spent a lot of time inside of sensory deprivation tanks for spiritual study, I know that there's no such thing as not touching anything, right? Right. So what I'm saying is as you become out of touch, you become closer with another touch, which, yeah. Are we getting out of touch with the fucking loser past that we have and in touch with gyms that cost upward of $180 a month and the community that comes when you're living that lifestyle? Yeah. Then I am out of touch.
I just fear that if we're going down this path that we are to the group mansion that we all buy together in our late 40s.
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.